Well, you know, right after Governor Whitmer took, what, almost $1 billion, what was it, 147 line item vetoes out of the budget, and went back, and Mike Shirky said, well, I guess that's it then. Well, we can work on some of these things. The budget's done was kind of Shirky's position. Seems the relationship isn't, well, it's not all that warm and cuddly. Chad Livengood here, senior editor at Cranes Detroit. Chad, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Steve.
Good to have you here. You know, it just doesn't seem that these two are exchanging Christmas cards. Maybe they are, but I think they're not getting along. They're not playing very well, are they?
Well, so there's a lot that's been going on here. Things soured over the summer between them a little bit on the budget negotiations. Eventually, Shirky said, you know, we're gonna pass a budget and we're gonna send you $400 million of one-time spending for roads. I dare you to veto it. And she vetoed it. And then she vetoed $500 million of more things. And then she made these extraordinary moves with the state administrative board to transfer and rearrange $600 million of additional spending, which, you know, really crawled under the Senate Majority Leader's skin. Over the break, over the deer hunting break of the legislature,
right?
Senator Shirky got in some hot water. He gave a speech to the Hillsdale College.
I don't think you can say that on the radio.
That's what he said.
I got it.
And he's not denying it.
I understand.
And so yesterday, at the time, the governor was in Israel, and he could only apologize to her via text message.
Yeah,
exactly. Not exactly a good way to get back on the governor's good graces. So yesterday, the governor, it was Mike Shirky's 65th birthday, and the governor sent him a birthday cake with and it said Happy Bat Day, and there was a bat on the cake. So, yeah. I think the governor has kind of just blown this off and trying to make some humor of it. And Mike Shirky, who was a little bashful about this, obviously, and a little bit embarrassed by this comment getting published in the Hillsdale College newspaper.
Sure.
We got the budget. There's a $500 million supplemental. It's going through next week. There's a resolution to at least restore some of the cuts, and things are kind of starting to thaw now a little.
So things are looking a little bit better. So I guess that's my question, Chad Livengood here from Cranes Detroit. I guess my point being is some movement and getting a little bit there, but certain things aren't coming back. And one of the things that people ask me about is the Pure Michigan deal. It doesn't look like it's coming back. I don't see it in any of the conversations, but it's one thing that whether people think it should be there or not be there, it's something that everybody's familiar with. So it gets, I don't know, some attention. What do you make of it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a $38 million campaign the state spends on that to advertise for tourism dollars. And that's not in this budget deal. And there's not a restoration of some additional money for workforce development that was cut. So, yeah, that could possibly spill over into January. I mean, look, we're only 2 months into this fiscal year, Steve, so you can restore money anytime you want, but they're making one step now. But as of right now, Pure Michigan is going to go completely dark, be off the air January 1st, since the legislature is not including that money in this budget deal. So I think they're leaving open some room for additional negotiation. Obviously, I mean, another thing to kind of consider here is Gretchen Whitmer, again, ran for governor on fixing those darn roads. And she has, this budget does not increase funding. And she's, you know, now on the record cutting funding. The Republicans are never going to let her
Let me ask you something about that, Chad, because that's something, and you can say fix the damn roads here. That's fine. But here's my question. Yeah, I know so many rules, right? I didn't create the rules, Chad. I just have to live up. But doesn't that create a political liability for the governor if she and the Democrats go back in front of the voters come November 3rd, 2020? The road situation hasn't changed. The funding situation for the roads hasn't changed. And I mean, there's plenty of roads being fixed out there. Trust me, I sit with orange barrels and stuff around me plenty of the time. But that's all from the Snyder administration. I mean, how do you go back to the voters and say, hey, we really haven't moved the needle at all? I mean, that doesn't work very well, does it?
Yeah, I mean, I still don't know how the governor is going to be able to say, you know, have anything to show for when trying to make the case for her House Democrats taking over the House next year. I mean, if you haven't made any advancement in the road funding debate, which is the primary reason why you're running for governor, and you're on the record vetoing $400 million, now she can say it was a gimmick and it was all, you know, it wasn't, the budget wasn't done with any of my input. And the regular voter out there doesn't care about that, nor do they understand all the machinations of how the state budget comes together. They just want to see some progress. And Governor Whitmer doesn't have an extra dollar for roads to really show any progress at this point.
Right. I mean, and that's when your whole campaign, that was the campaign. Let's be honest. I mean, there was one issue. That was it. She wrote it, spurs out all the way in, and you go from there. I mean, honestly, I mean, how do you? I don't know. I mean, when you go all in on something like that and it doesn't come to pass, it becomes a difficult thing to sell. And obviously, she's not going to give credit to Governor Snyder. I mean, it's a tough spot. And let me ask you this: on another, just totally something different, right at the moment. When you look at, let's go to the impeachment thing that's going on in Washington. I just want your feel, your take on things across the state, because you have your finger on the pulse oftentimes. What about the pressure on Alyssa Slotkin and Haley Stevens and some of these other Democrats to vote for impeachment or not because of the 2020 election that's coming in, 10.5 months?
Yeah, I mean, the further this impeachment proceeding creeps into the actual calendar year 2020, the more the harder it's going to become for them two moderates from swing districts in a swing state, and so, you know, that's obviously on the minds of a lot of Democrats and on political operatives trying to game out how this impeachment proceeding will work. It's kind of a mixed bag right now. Exactly when the House Democrats and Congress are going to actually move on it, following, you know, Speaker Pelosi's comments yesterday. It seems like it could be a widening investigation.
Yeah, who knows? But here's what I'm going to tell you.
It might not happen before Christmas, yeah.
Right. Right while you were speaking there, an alert comes out over my phone, breaking news. U.S. employers have added 266,000 jobs in November, dropping the unemployment rate to a 50-year low of 3.5%. 3.5%. It's hard to argue with a good economy, Chad, and that just happened in the last few seconds. I'll leave it right there. Chad Livengood from Cranes, Detroit. Chad, always a pleasure.
Anytime, Steve.
Thank you so much. There it is. The unemployment numbers breaking right as we're sitting here. The Associated Press reporting that we are at a 50-year low, 3.5%. Hiring in the United States jumping to its highest level since January. And argue with that. Impeach this. All right? Impeach this. 41F.
Mention the word taxes, and the first thing that comes to mind is April 15th, but that's the deadline for filing your tax return. The real work begins now. That's right. The moves you make over these last few weeks of this year will help determine how much Uncle Sam expects you to pay next April. And that's why this is the time of year to call Bruce Van Hall and Michael Douglas at Life Plan Advisory Services. Bruce and Michael are scheduling end-of-the-year tax strategy sessions, and they've set aside a few select dates just for their radio listeners. Bruce and Michael can help you create a tax strategy that's designed to minimize the amount you owe. There are lots of potential tax breaks out there. The key is knowing which ones apply to you. That's why you should call 517-323-7526 today to schedule a personalized tax planning review. There are only a few slots left, so call to reserve yours. That's 517-323-7526 or online at mylifeplanfinancial.com. Investment advisory services offered through Life Plan Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Life Plan Financial Design, Inc.
Hey, parents! Finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi, son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak.
Oh, you know, I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. I mean, I'll fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, shorty.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.